Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. It happens every single week. I get so excited because of the phenomenal guest experts we have on this show each and every week, and tonight is no exception. In fact, the bar is being raised tonight. You are going to absolutely be blown away with this young lady who is going to come on this screen very, very soon. But before we bring her on, real quick, the Mind Body Business Show. What is that really about? Well, it's really about the three pillars of success. And what happened was, over the course of my very soon to be 54 years now, actually starting tomorrow, I will be 54. I've learned and seen and experienced different patterns of success from successful entrepreneurs, just like the very one you're about to meet on this show. And it all starts with laying the foundation, and that is with the mind and the mindset that goes with it. And that goes into some advanced techniques that are utilized to help you to reprogram your subconscious brain, and so that you can get to the results you're looking for much, much faster. And that's through a science called NLP, or Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Now, we may or may not talk about that tonight. We're going to cover various subjects, and we have guests lined up as well that are also deep into the NLP arena, and as am I, and as is our guest tonight. It's so amazing. And also body. It's very, very important to keep your body in tune, in shape, both nutritionally and physically with exercise. And the thing is the mind and body are a team. They're all part of you. And more importantly, the mind and body are your team. And so think about any kind of team, a sports team. And if one individual on that team is not operating at a peak level of performance, well, then the entire team suffers, doesn't it? Absolutely. So what you want to do is strive for absolute peak performance in both the mind and the body and the business. And that's where sales, marketing, team building, systemization work comes in. And when you've mastered all three of those elements and you've really become a master at all three on a consistent basis, it is then and only then that I say you're working at a peak level of performance. And that is what this show is all about, is to help you entrepreneurs and business owners to operate at a higher level each and every day. And with guests like the ones we have coming on here in just a moment, you're going to get raised up that next extra level. So keep watching week after week. Thank you for coming on. Please like, love, and share. And we're going to get busy right now. Another interesting thing that happened to me many, many years ago was a mentor of mine. I remember it vividly. I was in his office, one of those offices that is almost as large as a house, multimillionaire. And he just looked at me and said, Brian, if they just did this one thing, they would all be rich. And of course, I was intrigued. I'm leaning in. I'm saying, please tell me, what is that one thing? He turned around, went to the wall where there was this big cabinet, file cabinet, or actually just a big cabinet, two-drawer cabinet from floor to ceiling, all the way up. He went up to it, turned around and kind of glanced at me, opened both doors, and from floor to ceiling, shelf after shelf, he had books. Book after book, personal development, business, fitness, everything that goes into being a successful entrepreneur or businessman was there. An interesting thing was, in my mind, I was sitting there thinking, it can't be that simple. No way. I ignored him. I made a mistake back then. Thankfully, this thick noggin got cracked open a little bit and was finally accepted the information many years later by another mentor of mine who also said the same thing. And the difference with that was, well, now it's the second time I've heard it, so it reinforced it. The other part was, I worked with this gentleman for several years, and I got to see firsthand that he didn't just talk the talk, he also walked the walk. Always had headphones on, listening to Audible books, and reading books voraciously. I thought, okay, I'm going to get into it. So I did. Several years back, I began reading, finally, and thankfully. And so I began reading by using something called Audible, which is listening to books. It's an Audible app. It's through Amazon. And I just found I could retain information better by listening than actually reading a physical book or a Kindle book. And I began just reading book after book after book. And I was doing this in my car, and I found I could get through many books very quickly, somehow, in a car, faster than any other place, because I'm in the car quite often, and why not turn that on instead of the radio? Well, a beautiful thing Audible gives you is the ability to just tap on the screen. There's a little icon there where you can store a bookmark. So if you're listening and you hear something that intrigues you and you want to store that to come back and play it back later, you just tap it real quick. It's instant. And then you can play it back later. So that's exactly what we're going to do here in just a moment. I'm going to play a snippet of a book that helps, you know, bring this whole topic together that we're going to be talking about with our special guest expert. So right now we're going to switch over to a segment that I call Bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
And there you see it. ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. Now, if you're watching live or even recording right now, please stick with us. Don't go to that site right now. Take notes. Take a lot of notes. I am the host of the show, and I probably take more notes than most of the audience members. Let's switch that around, shall we? So take notes, reachyourpeaklibrary.com, get that pen out, get that paper, and get ready for writer's cramp in the best of ways, because when I bring on this guest expert, you're going to be writing frantically in such wonderful ways. Reach Your Peak Library, just real quickly, what that is I decided to assemble a list of all the books that I found had profound impact in my life. So not every book is listed here that I've ever read. The good news with that is, this can be a filtered list for you if you have yet to embark on reading very high-quality books that are in the business personal development arena. And so I've compiled a list of 40 or so. I'm actually about three behind that I have not put up here yet that I keep reading. But the cool thing is you can use this list as somebody who's vetted them and therefore hopefully save you the additional time and agony of reading some other books that maybe aren't up to par. And so that's why I put it together. All those buttons that you see there to click to purchase go straight to Amazon. It's not a money-making website for me. It's completely 100% to serve you, the entrepreneur and business owner. And one of the books that I wanted to highlight tonight is a book called The Willie Jolly Collection. And if you've never heard of Willie Jolly, he's an amazing, amazing man. Started out as a jazz musician, played in clubs. Les Brown, of all people, discovered him and asked him to start opening at some of his events. And long story short, Willie Jolly became one of the most sought-after speakers out there, and he's very, very good. And this book, The Willie Jolly Collection, is amazing, amazing. So if you don't have that one, I would highly recommend you grab it. What I'm going to do is play a quick snippet from this, about a minute, maybe a little less. And he talks about, I'll let him tell you. All right, here we go. I'm going to play Willie Jolly from the Willie Jolly Collection.
Hard work works. I received a call from my friend, Amy Golson, with a quote that she got from her mother that was very helpful in her quest to become an attorney. The quote simply stated, hard work works. And that is true. There is no substitute for hard work. Success is not the result of luck or good fortune, but rather of hard work and persistence. In Proverbs 28:19, it states that hard work brings prosperity, while playing around brings poverty. It might be uncomfortable, but it is absolutely necessary to work hard and persist if you're serious about turning your setbacks into comebacks. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
I love that. The only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. Yes, hard work is the epitome of the guest you're about to meet. And that's why I picked that snippet from Willie Jolly, because this young lady just flew from her native state of Ohio into Nevada to attend an event and then raced to someone else's home to be here live for you tonight. She's still in Las Vegas. She's got energy beyond energy. Amazing person. So let's bring on our special guest expert right now.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there she is, ladies and gentlemen, Andrea Adams Miller. Yes, you can applaud. It's okay. It's all right. Go ahead. Give her a big round of applause. Andrea Adams Miller, thank you so, so much for coming on tonight. I want to quickly introduce you to our audience and then have you do the same in your own words, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Absolutely. I'd love to.
Fantastic. You're looking gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you.
Andrea Adams Miller, CEO and founder of the RedCarpetConnection.com, is an international publicist, keynote speaker, corporate consultant, and a sponsorship acquisition specialist. As a best-selling author and international award-winning talk radio show host, as a best-selling author, and executive radio producer, has been recognized for her professionalism as AAUW's Leader of the Year, BPW's Careerist of the Year, and a Heart of Gold winner recognized by 350 of her digital marketing peers as the most giving person. That would probably be the most meaningful title of all. Knowing her personality, that fits perfectly. Andrea's energy and enthusiasm for the betterment of her clients' lives, their future careers, and their relationships is contagious, and her loyalty is unwavering. She is engaging, as you will see, experiential, educational, empowering, enlightening, and, as you will see, entertaining. She comes highly recommended by some of the most significant leaders, including Jack Canfield. Many of you know him as co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. By Joe Theismann, former NFL quarterback and NFL commentator right now. And she has been seen on 2020, Time Magazine, WebMD, PBS, Fox, CBS, NBC, and ABC, as well as Huffington Post, Forbes, and USA Today. Wow! This is an amazing, amazing person, amazing woman. I'm so happy to have her on. And real quick, one last final thing. Be sure to watch this show to the very end, because for those of you who are watching live, you will have the chance to win a complimentary stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. Compliments of powertexting.com. My buddy Jason Nast and his partner Rhonda sponsored that. That's right. And actually, Jason is at one of those resorts this very moment, and he's saying it's an amazing place. So you want to hang on for that. Now, finally, Andrea, I'd like the folks watching and listening to get to know you a little bit better. So if you wouldn't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're up to now. I'm so happy to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I was trying to look back and see how long we've known each other, and you've done some so amazing things. You're amazing when I met you 10 years ago, and you're becoming more and more amazing every day. So I'm so honored to be on the show with you. So, all right. So about me, well, you know what I really love to do is I really love to support other people. So when you think about what it is that I do, it's more than an international publicist. That's only like one aspect of what I do. Really, it's about, I love to find people with a great vision and a great dream, and then I'm able to come in behind them and be that implementer to make all those things that they've learned from all these wonderful coaches about what they need to do, whether it's write a book or get on radio and television or to get on more stages or to create more home study products or to do joint ventures or to get some sponsors for their event or their product. I'm able to do all those things for them and implement so that their dreams and their vision comes true. And that's what I really love, is being able to get behind other people's dreams to make them a reality. And it's very exciting to see them grow and prosper and to be able to do what they're really good at. And that's formulating new creative ideas in the world.
That's one of the things I love about you, Andrea, and not almost every other entrepreneur I've interviewed thus far in this show is always about giving and serving. And did you see her face light up as she's talking about helping others? I mean, you can tell that that is her true passion. There is no hiding behind that. And that's what I love about people like Andrea. You're just a wonderful person inside and out, just there for you, basically. And therefore to serve anyone that she has the ability to serve. And yes, she has talents beyond there. We would be here for a while. We could probably write a book on the amount of talents that she has, because this is one talented woman. And so we'll give you opportunity to reach out to her at the end of the show and give you that contact information. You definitely you definitely want to get in contact with Andrea. She is, if she can't help you, she has connections. She's so well connected that she will find somebody who can. Let's put it that way. And I know that personally because she's already done that for me. And I'm forever grateful. She's just an amazing person. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
You know, every time I see you, which I know it's been a while. It was 10 years ago when we met personally. And then I've seen you on Facebook. I've seen you on your website interviewing with Joe Theismann. And everywhere in between, I've seen you on other stages. You're always very upbeat and positive. And you and I had a chat yesterday alone with no stage, no one else watching. And you were the same Andrea there that I see you on the stage and everywhere else. Just full of energy, glowing, passionate about what you do. So what I want to know, and I'm sure our audience wants to know, is when it comes to maintaining that positive, productive, and successful mindset that you have, what is it that you do on a regular basis that helps you sustain that?
Well, you know, as all people, we have our moments, you know, where the highs are not there and we have some lows, or we don't get the feedback or the expectation that we want from other people. And part of it is that each time that I have one of those lows, it's within a few minutes that I'm telling myself, no, I am capable of doing this, that whatever, you know, happened or whatever was, you know, didn't go the way I wanted, maybe the expectations were higher than I needed them to be. And maybe I could just be satisfied and happy and proud of the things that I've accomplished. And part of it is to spend time with other people who lift me up. So that's, you know, calling people and laughing and smiling and finding another avenue to do something, to use my skills and talents that I know that I can conquer whatever challenge that's been in front of me, and to use whatever thing that might have been a negative, and I try to spin it into a positive. So like if someone didn't want to work with me that, you know, I was hoping would be a client or something like that, then I, you know, turn around and think about that, say, wow, I really need to thank that person because they decided not to go with me. Maybe it was because I didn't show them enough benefit on what they're going to get out of, you know, being with me. And for some people, it's because I'm too fun. And so they think that fun doesn't equal professionalism. And that's okay, because I probably don't want to work with them if we have to be so serious all the time and can't have a lot of play in with our work. So it's really about constantly addressing yourself and saying, I'm beautiful, I'm smart, I'm courageous, I'm talented, I have the skill set to do that. And while hearing that right now, it might sound like, wow, Andrea, you sound really conceited. It's only because that I know that those are the things that I would tell you to say if you're feeling down and low. So my clients, I had a client who's having a bad day, a bad week actually, and I've been reaching out to him and telling him, you are enough. You are enough. You have got this. You are remarkable and talented. And, you know, I say all the other specific niche talents that he has to help lift him up. And so part of what I do is to be inspirational, and you can't help but be happy when you're doing that for other people.
Amazing, amazing. Spend time with others who lift me up. I mean, that's a perfect one right there where, you know, it's also for me, and I would imagine for you as well, it's whenever I am with a group of like-minded entrepreneurs, I feel like I'm at home. I feel like I'm where I need to be. I get amplified and energized and juiced just being around people like you, Andrea. And when you're in a group setting like that, it's fulfilling beyond description to me.
And they get you. You know,
yes.
It's great to be with people who you and I were talking about that last
yes.
night, you know, because my husband, he's proud of me, but he doesn't really get it. and I'll be home for a couple weeks and then it's unusual for me to be home that long. And I just ache to get back out on the road and to be surrounded by where else can you go? Like when I go on the internet marketers cruise, I'm with 350 of my closest friends and anybody I turn around, I love them. And I know so much about them and they know so much about me, and we may not even talk for a whole year, but yet it's like bubbles and happiness like that.
And the connections you make, you know, even new ones, even renewed ones, the topics that you discuss, you cannot buy that anywhere, number one. Number two, you can't find a training course that would help you in that. So I often say this as well, is one of the keys to success is just show up.
The wealth of knowledge from the people that are there, and people that you have no idea what they know. And then as you ask them questions, yesterday I was told by an attorney that I ran into in my hometown, who was telling me comparisons between the United States government and the Roman Empire and 400 whatever. And it was like, and they had senators, and, you know, just like all this wealth of information. I had no idea I was going to get an hour of history.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love another thing you said is you take negatives and spin them into positives. So in NLP, we call that reframing. Right. And that's a perfect model to follow is, and you also added a little flavor to it. You basically said, well, maybe I need to change. So you did two things in one fell swoop, and that was reframing it, which is very powerful. But you also took cause and said, I wonder if somehow, some way, I had some responsibility in that outcome. And that is another key trait of success. And that's why it's coming out of you, because that is you.
And then, I take full responsibility for everything that I do. I mean, if I were to be in a car accident, I think of, as even if it was not technically my fault, I think, you know, if I had turned left instead of right, or if I'd made another decision, how am I contributing to whatever is going on? So my, you know, axis of control in my life is not external. It's internal locus of control.
That's fantastic. I've given that very example from stage, you know, the same thing is like, I chose to get up at that time. I chose to take that road. I chose to stop at that stoplight legally, then get rear-ended, you know, the rear-ending came in. But, you know, the thing is, the farther you can stretch it, the more ridiculous it can sound, the better you're going to become at being at cause. For those of you that aren't practicing that right now, not Andrea, she's got it down. Positive self-affirmations. I used to not believe in those, believe it or not. Wow, that was a lot of beliefs. And the thing is, because of NLP, it's a subconscious activity that is permanent. And then I started fairly recently reading a list of, like, I call it the Brian Kelly Manifesto, and then also a list of affirmation that takes a full 20 minutes every morning to get through. And I've been doing it for just over 2 weeks now, and it has been giving unbelievable results. Unbelievable results. So I'm back. I'm back to doing the affirmations, and I will stay there, along with NLP and hypnosis. What a combo. Amazing. So you're already knocking it out of the park with all of these key elements that, you know, for those of you watching, be sure to take notes. I hope you wrote those three items down, because those are truly some of the traits and characteristics of highly, highly successful people. And my guest being one of those. So
one of the things I'd like to suggest to your audience, since you're talking about taking notes, is I used to teach college, two different colleges, seven different departments, and then I taught some of the extracurricular clubs and stuff as well. And a lot of my students didn't realize, because they think I'm just chatting or just having fun, but it wasn't until later that they broke down what I was saying that they realized it's what I call accidental learning. I'll drop in and seed, it's part of the NLP and part of knowing how to use language, seed things that you should know and be doing in your life. So if Brian and I are telling a story that seemingly seems like it's only between us and really has nothing to do with you, if you step back from it, instead of listening to it for entertainment, and hear what are they actually revealing within that story that could apply to me in a situation that I'm in, and apply it to multiple different situations, you might find that you have actually been able to change the effects of what you're doing in your life.
Oh, that was perfectly said. You and I talked about this just the other night as well, where, you know, that's a great point that you bring up. And I think it's a good teaching point for everyone watching. Not every show, audio program, book is going to be entertaining. The key, though, is to pick out and understand and realize and recognize, is that person who's talking or writing someone that you should be listening to and following and modeling? If the answer is yes, it doesn't need to be entertaining. Entertaining just kind of keeps your focus and attention a little bit better. Even if they're not, though, focus and be more attentive than ever. Because I've had guests on the show, I'm not going to name any names, that, you know, in all honesty, weren't actually entertaining, but my word, the value that they bring to this, just take notes throughout. And like you said, it's like we're just having a conversation, but the nuggets that are coming out back and forth are, you can't buy this anywhere. This show is free. I'm never going to charge for it. And this is some of the best information you could ever gather. I only know that because I'm the host and I get to talk to these amazing entrepreneurs like Andrea. And person after person gives nugget after nugget, and I noticed that pattern is there every single time. It just further solidifies the fact that all you have to do is find someone like Andrea, grab onto her with, you know, both ankles, and don't let go as a mentor. Don't do this literally, figuratively, okay? And
ask her.
And, you know, say, can you help me? And knowing her, she'll find a way to do that. And it, again, if she can't, she'll find someone who can. So you definitely want
to. The first person who comes up to me and grabs my ankles will give me a special treat, because that's actually hysterical. And that would just make me laugh so bad. By the way, I want to point out something that Brian's doing that I'm doing that you guys may not even realize. So because this is a webinar and a radio show, how we're animated with our faces and how we use the tone of our voice to cycle through. And I mean, if you look at me now you're not going to be able to not see this image now. So I used to be called the chicken, because when I would sing in eighth grade, I would, you know, like, I love you, a bushel and a peck, you know, I look like a chicken the way my head was bobbling. But they always put me in the center because I enunciated my words well and I had big eye expression and the audience could read my lips. So these are a lot of acting things that I bring into my life to be very animated. I am very animated all the time, but these were learned behaviors that I knew worked for me on stage when I was in theater and for, you know, musical groups and clubs that I was in that's been effective. And I had a radio show for 13 years, and I'm getting ready to come back on again and be a commercial radio show this time. But even if you're not being seen, if you're on radio and you're not animated with your face and your voice, then you can fall flat and actually, you know, put people to sleep.
That's a great point. And I'll give everybody an insider tip. And this is, I didn't have to do this with Andrea because she's a pro. I mean, it's P-R-O, and that's Andrea. Is before the show even comes up, each of my guests gets a guest list, a checklist. And the last part of the checklist is right before the show, as right before the camera goes on to you, is to smile as hard and as silly as you possibly can. I mean, ridiculously silly, like, to the point where you're going to laugh out loud. And what that does is it just, and you know this, Andrea, it stretches out all the face muscles. It makes you smile a little harder than you normally would. Because when you're on camera and you think you're smiling, most of the time what they see is not a smile. You think you're smiling, you need to smile harder than normal and really accentuate it. And that's what Andrea is talking about. So these are great tips for you doing Facebook Lives. A lot of people are doing that now. Mm-hmm. Is if you want to exhibit happiness and a smile, do it with everything you got. I mean, really have fun with it.
It goes up into your eyes and it's and a feeling and emotion that's up into your skull as well. So I have some interesting back knowledge of other things that I'm trained in that don't necessarily have to do with anything. But I'm trained in surface electromyography and EEG. And a smile, like when you think you're holding it and you're doing it, if you wait like, you know, 20 or 30 seconds and then say smile again, the person always goes, and then they're like, this muscle cannot contain that smile as long as people think that it is, and it really starts to sag down. So,
yeah, it does get tiring. So, yeah, give it a rest now and then. It's okay. So, you're a very, very successful woman, Andrea, and your talents. I love how you've repurposed your talent. I want to call it that. You know, what you've learned in the past. And so Andrea has that talent from acting, singing, and being on stage. And I get that. Not everyone does. However, what talents do you have? You have them. You have a ton of talents. Every single one of you watching and listening. Tap into those talents, and how could you somehow forge that into your business? For me, one of them was I'm a geek. I love automation. I'm a software engineer by trade, and that's part of what helped me put this entire show together with all the fancy camera angles and graphics and fun things. I love it.
9 platforms that this is put out on. I was so impressed to hear that.
Yeah, that's right. It's live streaming simultaneously on 9 different platforms this very moment. And it's also being shared to, I lost count, many more instantly the second we went live. And it's going on 10 podcasts when the show's over. 10 podcast platforms. And I love automation. That's what I love. But that's just repurposing talent. That was the point there. And, you know, you're so successful. I was curious if you could maybe pinpoint 3 to 5 key elements that what you would attribute to your success, you know, key elements that helped you to start and run successful businesses.
Yeah, I think the first one that I would say is my ability to connect with people. And it's not just about being friendly is obviously important, and having a good memory is important. But being able to I actually used to shy away from telling people information about me, multiple things about me, because I was told you're telling them too much and you're fire hosing them and they're going to be confused with what you do. And then I talked to Joe Sugarman. And he and I became friendly, and you know, he lives in Vegas half time, and I had gone out to lunch with him, and he wrote the book Triggers, and he was one of the first person who ever wrote, you know, magazine articles and advertisements. And he said that one of the things that he really admired about me is that I have these skill sets in so many different areas, and that's what makes me successful, is I take things that you would normally not cross-reference or put together and make those work so that it actually gets different audiences looking at the same thing at the same time. And so knowing how to do that and knowing in your head to be constantly cross-referencing people and what they do, so that any time that you meet someone, you put them in a category. I always used to make a joke that I said, like, if you pull a drawer, a filing cabinet on this side of your head, and you have, you know, a stack of cards, almost like a library, and they're over here, well, how you can cross-reference that is you might remember a person, and their name is Brian Kelly, and if you say it silly, or Brian Kelly, you know, and then all of a sudden you remember it in different files because of the wording that you used, or the dialect, or the way you referenced them to something. I remember Brian because of a picture that we took with some other friends where we were at. And so I have visual memory, I have auditory memory, and I bring all of those things together so that I can cross-reference who Brian is, how I know him, who was he related to, and how I might be able to serve him in the future, and what I'm learning about him, I add to that. And some of that is physically writing that down. I know people are getting away from physical business cards. In fact, I just wrote a response to somebody last night that says they threw them all away. I actually just found a whole bunch of them and got them all out and literally started mapping out those people and saying, hey, I just found your card. I found a card that was lost from 5 years ago. How cool to reconnect with you. What are you doing since then? And I'm actually reaching out to people and redeveloping relationships rather than dismissing them. Where I love virtual cards as well, but virtual cards are out of sight, out of mind. So if I don't see them and touch them, then they are lost to me sometimes, unless I've marked or tagged them in my Rolodex of my phone. That, boy, you tell how old I am, my Rolodex of my phone, that I know them because of this event, or I know them because of this person. And so I usually try to write all that and the dates and the event so that it's cross-referenced very quickly for me to be able to access information. So there's an organizational skill to it as well. Brian, are you using tactics like that as well that are successful for you?
Yeah, connecting is definitely on one of my top of my list. I was taking notes again, Joe Sugarman, Triggers. And one of the things I noticed that you kind of alluded to that you're doing that I make out of habit, anybody I either am meeting for the first time or, again, if it's been a while, I go back and research them. I do some homework. It doesn't take that long. My primary mode is to go to Facebook, and you can determine someone's mental state really quickly based on how they post, what their words are, what their memes are, their graphics, if they're posting about politics and how they're acting toward that. Lots of stuff you can find out internally about a person before you even meet them, or if it's been a while, it'll be refreshing to see, hey, it looks like they've changed either for the better or for the worse, but you don't know. But the thing that helps me is to determine, do I really want to spend that amount of time reaching out and connecting with that person to begin with?
Mm-hmm. Certainly, vetting people of whether you want to stay with them or maybe vetting them to stay away, you know, are two things. By the way, if you don't have fun in your life, then your life can't be fun. And I need to address something that's cracking me up. You may see me like trying to dodge and move. The light is shining on the table here, and I have a plant growing out of my chest all of a sudden. I grew chest here. And so I'm going to lean forward. I'm going to move and move those plants because they're driving me crazy. So you got to be flexible and adaptable and change things when they need to be changed. So this is my friend's lovely home. So, all right. So what I did there is something that people often don't do when they're speaking on, and I can't really do anything about the sunlight right now. I'll just have to hold up my laptop. is that people will drop things on a stage or there'll be something there and they don't pick it up. Pick it up.
Yeah.
It's okay. Pick it up. It's okay to address the elephant in the room.
Yes.
Do that, please.
it relaxes not only you, but the audience.
Oh,
right?
So funny.
It's like, yeah. You know, if you have notes, it's okay to read them. You know, if you're up on stage and you're on a podium, it's like people don't really care as much as you think they do about those little things, like you're saying. If you drop something, if something goes out of whack, you know, you can incorporate that into whatever you're doing and add a little humor to it if you want. And that just adds
absolutely
to it.
Actually, I've done some informal studies with a friend of mine. We've been looking at people who are most successful and what they're willing to do. And the people who are most successful, he's a social proof celebrity photographer. He's a client of mine. And his name's Ken Rashawn. And some of the things that we noticed that people are willing to be really, really stupid and do really crazy faces and photo bombing for us, who are people of great substance that, like there's this woman, her name's Clarissa Burt, and Clarissa was an Italian supermodel. And yet we have, I'm going to put this down to be able to do her face. She did this face where she's like, you know, she did that in a picture for us with the Keep Smiling cards that are part of the, I'm just going to hold one up so you guys know what I'm talking about. They look like this. It's say Keep Smiling. So we take pictures of people like that. And we also encourage people to do goofy faces and stuff. And the people who tend to make more money and who are more successful in their life are totally willing to be goofy. So people try to be perfect all the time, and that's not really what your audience is looking for. They want you to be real and genuine, and I think that's one of the reasons I am successful. Is there is no fakeness. I don't even always use appropriate words.
You get what you get. It's also another word called transparency. You know, it's just be yourself. We are human. We are fallible. We are going to make mistakes. Every one of us, no matter how successful. And for someone to, that's actually a really good key there, Andrea, is like, especially the more successful you are, if you are open in showing your mistakes, that just tells everyone else that I can do that too. You know, you're not a robot. You're not this superhuman being. You're actually a human being just like me. That means if you can make a mistake and still be that successful, then why am I waiting? Why I need to go forward on this. So,
I mean, think about this. My girlfriend loves Barry Manilow, and she's actually paid, I think once she took me to Barry Manilow and paid $250 for me to sit with her in like sixth row seat. And she's seen him like 250 times. He doesn't know the words to his songs.
Wow.
But no one ever asks for their money back. They still pay that much for a ticket. I went with her once. She sat up front. I sat nosebleed. It was $66. And he didn't know the words. And guess what? Everybody helped him sing them. And everybody still loved the show. See, people forgive you. So it doesn't, you don't have to be perfect. I mean, you're paying a lot of money for something, but they're very forgiving. And that's one of the things, too, that people need to see, that you don't have to be perfect. It's okay to stutter. It's okay to, you know, accidentally mouth spray. I mean, those things happen, you know, and it's going to be okay for you. So I work with a lot of people who are speakers that are both new and experienced. And I have a lot of, I work for a lot of hypnotists now. So I'm working for four of them. I love hypnotherapy and I love NLP. So it's no surprise. These people are the most genuine, the most awesome. And I'm trained in those things as well. And so I love working with them. And, you know, they also are just very real people. And it's those types of people that I'm finding are doing better at corporate trainings and are making more effective talks at colleges and are getting asked to be back again on the radio shows that I put them on and so forth. And that's what I want to bring out in people, is that working hard is important, I want them to play really hard too, so that reflects in everything that they do. Because if they're not having a great time in their business and their activities, then people don't want to follow them. They want to follow people who are not only great, but are engaging. I mean, Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn and all those people, yes, they were professional, but they were engaging, and people like them. You know, you want to be liked.
Yeah, so just become perfect at being imperfect. Just embark on that. And so don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. It's better to be imperfect. It's better to show, you know, what's in the closet sometimes. You know, just to show that you're human. We all have issues. I did a quick special edition not long ago saying, you know, when you see somebody and they're on Facebook and they're getting all these pictures and they're traveling and they're successful and they're happy and there's never a frown, well, guess what? They have issues too. There was a series of unfortunate events, not to choose a name from a movie, but that occurred in my life recently, and it was just like, this is the way it is for everybody on the planet. Everybody goes through issues. So be a human being, and then people will be more attracted to you. If you're a robot and you're perfect, then people won't be able to relate, because there's nobody on this planet that's perfect. Sorry.
And part of that too is, you know, as a publicist, I want you to choose what you want people to see. So let's say you do have something in your past, or maybe you have some reputation management that needs to occur because maybe the line of work you're in, or an MLM you're affiliated with, or some other company, you know, didn't do well. Choose the things that you want them to pay attention to, so that way they have something to talk about. So they're not talking about, there's a little bit of a distraction there. Yes. As well.
That's good. Yeah. Deflect the attention onto something you want.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. One of the most sought after questions I get as an entrepreneur, and I'm always the most curious about it myself, and curiosity, by the way, is another big key trait of successful entrepreneurs. Richard Branson, one of the most curious people on the planet, is the area of how do you successfully market your own business? I see so many trainings out there on how to successfully market your business, but rarely do I ever hear under the hood exactly how that individual themselves is really going about marketing their business. And I get it. Marketing is a broad field. There are a lot of ways to market. But what would you say, Andrea, would be one of the most successful forms of marketing you've used so far? And maybe you've already said it, maybe.
Well, I'm actually blushing because I have a reveal here, a big reveal.
Ooh.
So with my initial business, which is now called Ignite Your Relationships, I have a dating and relationship business, and I focus on sexuality. And I do corporate relationships as well, not dating corporate relationships, but corporate relationships like the factory workers getting along with the executive board and, you know, stuff like that. And I did really, really well in marketing. So the things that I was, my foundation of what I was doing is I showed up everywhere. I met people. I followed up on those relationships. I listed my key traits on the things that I was doing. I was consistent. I was persistent. And I was, wait, did I say consistent? Yes. So there, that was really important. So I needed to repeat that again. And I didn't have like a fear factor. I called, I'm the one that got myself on 2020 and CBS and PBS and all those things. They didn't happen for me. In fact, recently I had a woman said, well, how much is that going to cost me? How much do I have to pay to get on a show like that? And I said, I never paid for anything. I have never paid for publicity ever in my entire life. It was the way that I knew how to. And it was a skill set over time. It was both education and street smarts and reading and learning all this stuff about how to write a press release and how to attract an audience or a newspaper reporter, or to respond to a story, or to do some kind of a reach out where I offered myself as an information service. And then they followed up with me and utilized me for those things. I even did a thing for Pampers for a drive that they had for like Mother or Father's or Grandparents Day or something. So there's, you know, different things that you can do to be of service to other people that get you and made myself newsworthy. And then when I shifted and also added the other business, the Red Carpet Connection, the Red Carpet Connection is really about taking, instead of, you know, working on focusing on me, focusing on other people. And so for the last, you know, 6 years, I've really focused on everybody else and let my own stuff slide. completely. I was not taking care of me. I was not doing my own social media. I was not following up with people that were my own, you know, clients that would want to work with me and do things, because I was, everything was about my clients. And, you know, I finally realized that I literally was starting to smother myself by not putting my oxygen mask on my own face. And so recently I realized, wow, I need to get back in the game. So which is really funny about that. So when I made the decision, and this is only a couple days ago, I need to get back on the game. I end up on this show. I'm on another show. Like, it just instantly comes overnight when you're following up with people and providing a service or an offering to them, then they want to work with you. And so, and if that's not something you can do yourself, then that's when you hire a publicist like me, so that, you know, we can do that for you. We brag about you so you don't have to. It makes it a little easier, because it is a little awkward. I mean, Brian, I'm sure you can imagine. I'm like, hey, I just want to let you guys know, I got this really cool guy I want you to meet and have on your show. Oh yeah, his name's Brian. Yeah, that's my name too. That's me. Yeah, it's awkward. But if that's not your forte, you have somebody else do it. Because that's one of the things that I love to do, is I love to work with clients. I let them do what they're really good at, and I do what I'm really good at. And that's that connection piece, you know, that foundation of what I'm doing. So in doing that, instantly my stuff has started going again. It instantly started picking up. So, I mean, overnight.
It was overnight after years of consistency, persistency, education. So, yeah, I want to make that clear to those watching, because I noticed there's many things you did not say that many go straight to and think that's how they become successful marketers. There's things like funnels and websites and Facebook ads and, you know, paid advertisements. And notice that Andrea said none of those things, not a single one. All I heard was she worked her tail off consistently, persistently. She made herself newsworthy. She reached out on her own fearlessly and got gig after gig. In fact, that's how she got on this show. She reached out to me. She's telling you exactly how she does it, because that's how she does it. It's amazing. I love it. To be of service, to become newsworthy. So again, yes, writing notes. I hope you're doing the same, that watching and listening, because, you know, this is going to be filled on the front and back by the time we're done, because this is just gold.
So let me give you another example of that. So social media. I am active on social media. Let's see. I always had LinkedIn, but I only had, like, I don't know, 500 connections initially. Because remember, I started focusing only on my clients. And I had a client, and I knew LinkedIn would work really well for him. But he didn't understand social media. He wanted immediate cash and follow through. And for the types of products that he has and the upsell that he had, I kept explaining to him, it's a long-term game. You are looking to pull people in at a $15,000, $35,000, $100,000 deals. It's a long-term relationship. These people aren't going to marry. Some will marry you overnight, but some of them might be crazy people. So you need to make sure that you have a long drip campaign where they love you and they follow up with you. So he didn't get it. And so after a year of working with him, he didn't want me to do that anymore. And that ended up being okay. So I had some time. So what I was doing for him on LinkedIn, I said, well, I'll just build mine then. I'll see how I do. And without being a premier LinkedIn person, I did not have the LinkedIn premier, because I purposely did it this way. I never bought a lead. I never bought a friend. I didn't do anything. And about every day that I would be in a car as a passenger, I would spend about 10 minutes asking to connect to people or reaching out to people and so forth. And in eight months, I got 30,000 followers and connections. And now 8 weeks ago, I'm tapped out on LinkedIn. So now I need to know how to rework my LinkedIn, because now I have to do the whole thing with Facebook, like kicking people off and adding them in. And I don't want to kick people off because I don't even know them yet. So now I'm reaching out and building relationships with people through LinkedIn and these are people I don't know, where Facebook, those are usually people who've seen me speak or have known me from the past. Now I have a story about that as well, Brian. You and I, and we talked about how long we've known each other. I had a woman who saw me speak 6 years ago. I talked to her maybe 2 years ago. I followed up with her on something randomly 2 years ago. Haven't talked to her since. She called me about 8 weeks ago, 10 weeks ago, and nominated me to be in a primetime documentary. Where we're in negotiations to figure out how that's going to work, where I'll be in this documentary as a boss woman. So we're going to see how that goes. And she hasn't seen me for 6 years, but she follows me on Facebook and was seeing me still. And when someone asked her, hey, do you know anybody? Because she knows the film director. And she's like, oh my gosh, I have a perfect person. I saw her. She always stayed with me. I always wanted to do my book with her. And she actually finally committed to writing her book. I own a publishing company as well. So she's publishing her book with me now. Okay, 6 years it took her, drip, 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 for her to reach out to me. I didn't have to sell her anything. I didn't have to try to force her to do something with me. She came to me and wanted to work with me. And that's what you want. You want people to want you, not have to. I mean, it's great. It's perfectly okay to sell to people. It's especially when you have something good and you want them to have. But it's also even more fun when they come to you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the, you know, business is a relationship when it comes down to it. I used to be, I am still an automation freak. I call myself an automation freak. But now I understand and recognize that automation by itself does not make a successful business, that you must literally reach out to somebody at some point if you're ever going to reach success. And that could be the phone. It could be through social media, but one-on-one instead of I haven't used them, but message bots that are out there that are automatically responding to things. I hear they do wonderful things.
Oh, but I know people. Well, if you want to if you need referrals for that, I know multiple people who are doing chat boxes. So,
okay.
Got you covered there.
Good. And so that means everybody here on the show, if you have a question you want to get connected with that, just pop it in the comments. And Andrea will get back to you because that's the way she rolls. And that's the thing, you know, it just takes. Connection. Pardon?
It's about connection.
Exactly.
I mean, people, my students still call me because they'll call me and just ask me random questions. It's like I'm the information house. And I love it. I don't mind. I love to hear that. And it helps me improve my mind because it keeps me thinking and learning all the time when people are reaching out.
Yes.
So think about that for yourselves as well. You know, those of you who are listening, like, how can I constantly be adding to my skills and knowledge through books and radio show? Like, listening to this radio show and taking notes, like he's saying. If you actually – oh, by the way, there's a study done years ago. If you actually take the physical notes, write them down instead of type them, and then later that day read them out loud while you're typing them, so that way you can keep them electronically if you'd like to. But because you've auditorially worded them out loud, the retention is about 80% higher than if you just handwritten them.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And so everything you're hearing Andrea say, that's the key. All of it. It's not just one thing. It's a lot. And a lot of people think there's a magic pill, hope there's a magic pill, search for that magic pill, spend their lives looking for that magic pill, only to find out after 10, 15, 20 years that, you know what, there is no such thing. It comes down to, as Willie Jolly said in the opening of the show, hard work. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is, though, when you find that thing that you're truly passionate about, Andre has several, it doesn't feel like work. It's fun. I love doing this show. I love putting together my business and reaching out to people and getting clients. I look forward to it. It's not work to me, but it's still working hard. And it's committing to it. It's being disciplined. There's so many things. I mean, we could talk for many, many hours. Oh, my goodness. We are 6 minutes away from the end. Are you kidding me? It
what?
Does this every single time.
We haven't even covered anything that we were going to talk about.
Yes, so that means we'll just have to have you back at a later date and fill in the rest. There is one major burning question that I always end the show with that I want to ask you. But before we do that, I want to give those that are watching live the opportunity to have a wonderful time and go on a five-night vacation stay in a five-star luxury Mexican resort. Compliments of my buddy Jason Nastin and Rhonda, my buddies, I should say, of powertexting.com. And here is how you enter to win. And this, for you watching live, this is what you'll want to do right now. So I'll put that up on the screen. Ooh. There's two ways. Probably the easiest, it depends on your taste, but is probably to text. Just text the word PEAK, that's P-E-A-K, to the phone number 661-535-1624. Again, that's PEAK, P-E-A-K, to 661-535-1624. Or alternatively, if you're on a computer and you want to switch over to another tab real quick and then come back to the show right away, go to reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. And vacation is purposely lowercase on the screen, so be sure it's all lowercase. Just the word vacation, the rest, it doesn't matter. reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Go ahead and do that now. Enter that now. I will see that. And depending on how we wrap this show up, I'll either announce it live on the show or shortly thereafter in the comments below, and I'll reach out to you individually to say you are a winner. So I'm excited about that. And before we hit that really important question, a little mouse told me that Andrea might have something of her own that she's got up her sleeve that she would like to gift to every one of you, which I thought was amazing. And Andrea, I do have actually a screenshot of that. If you'd like to then describe that, I would love that.
Yeah. So I'm the red carpet connection. Oh, look, he has a picture of me standing there. Okay. So threw me off. So I'm the redcarpetconnection.com, and there's my calendar. I want you to go to my calendar, pick a time that's convenient to you, reach out to me, and I will do a consultation with you and look at what's going on with your publicity or your social media, or whether it's a book or whatever it is that you need an assessment on, whatever it is you're trying to overcome, or even if it's something with your dating and relationship or sexuality area, that doesn't matter to me. If you have something that you need, I'm more than willing to spend some time with you, because that's how we get to know people. And when you are of service to people, then that's how your world is better, and that's how it becomes awesome. So just go ahead and do that right now. TheRedCarpetConnection.com. Get on there on the schedule and pick a time, and I'll reach out to you, and we'll see what we can do to make your life even better and see how you can move forward and see the things that you can take care of and do for yourself. And I just want to let you know right up front, when you call me and when we have this assessment, I'm not selling you anything, because that's not why we're having this. This is a gift for Brian. And we're simply going to talk about how we can make things better for you in your life and what you want to do. So there you go.
That is why I have people like Andrea on this show. What a giving person. And again, see that button right there, schedule a call today. That is literally a button I lifted off of her website. Just look for that button. It's in several locations. It's easy to find. It's throughout the website. And there, her beautiful face is all over that website as well. You'll see a interview being done by Joe Theismann with her. Skip that, schedule the call, then come back and watch the interview. Take action, make it focused. And did you hear what she just said? She's not selling anything. And that's rare these days, because many of you, I'm sure, were thinking, which is natural, that, oh, well, you just, it's free because you're going to pitch me at the end. No, she's just seeing if you're a fit, and if you want to work with her later, then you'll reach out back out to her. I mean, it's, she's not going to chase you down, which that's another tidbit, isn't that? Isn't that another valuable tip for people?
No, and really it all falls in with the dating business as well, is when you chase people, they don't want you anyways. The person who has the most love for someone is the one who has all the power. And, you know, so, you know, there you go.
Whoop, there it is.
So many things that we could have shared with everybody. So I'm like, oh, but it'll be really awesome. So what we can do, and then we can reach back around for Brian and see what we can bring to him in the world. And some of you, when we're talking, if you got great things and you think you'd be great on his radio show, say something to me and we'll put you on his show.
Yeah, there's actually a link on reachyourpeakllc.com for you to do just that. Is the guest request is what it's called. So I want to get to that you know, that amazing question that every entrepreneur I've interviewed on this show has answered it. And it's a big one. And if it takes you a little bit of time to figure out the answer, that's fine. Take all the time you need. All the time you need to answer it in just 1 minute. I'm kidding. And so to let you off the hook, though, there is no pressure on this. There is no such thing as a wrong answer to it. It's impossible to answer it incorrectly. The only correct answer, there's only one correct answer, and that's yours. It's whatever it is to you. So are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Andrea, for everyone there watching and listening, how do you personally define success?
For me, success is when I go to bed at night. This is emotional to me. When I go to bed at night with a smile on my face, and I can't wait to get up to do what it is that I'm doing again. That's it. And I love what I do. I never want to give it up. I really love what I do.
True to form. Perfect answer. Every single person. And the interesting thing is, Andrea, now look at the passion in this woman. Do you think she likes what she does? No, she loves what she does. Do you think she loves people and loves helping people? Yes, the answer is yes for anyone that might be saying, I don't know. It's obvious. It's oh so obvious. And the really interesting thing is, Andrea, it's so interesting, is I've interviewed quite a few before you, and not one, not a single one has had the same answer yet. And that is still, that's still the case. The one thing that, and there's also another thing that not a single entrepreneur did say or refer to when it came to success, which I'm finding really intriguing, and I love it because that just tells me I have the right caliber people on this show. And that thing is, they never, ever bring up the concept of, well, to me, success means money or a certain amount of money. Every single person, you're about serving, and that's what makes you happy, and that's what makes you smile when you go to bed and can't wait to get up the next morning because you get to help another human being, and you're being successful at doing that. You're seeing them rise to the occasion. Isn't that the most fulfilling feeling in the world, that you had some way, some part to do with their improvement in their life? And their, I mean, it's like a drug that is legal.
It is. And it's almost extremely selfish.
At the same time, it's not, though. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
It's a win-win. So be selfish. Be more selfish than you are. Please, do this more. It's okay, everyone out there, to be selfish, only if you do it in the same context we're talking about right now. Yeah. Please.
Serving others.
Oh, wow. Well, Andrea, this has been amazing. We've had a lot of people joined on the show, commenting back and forth. Thank you, Richard Barrier, Tanya and Brewster Pittington has been on. Arlene Krantz, I think is how you say.
Oh, Arlene, I love her.
Yes, she loves you back.
Check out what she's doing. Okay, everybody who's watching or hears this, reach out to me because I know some people with amazing stuff. Richard's stuff will save your family's lives. I mean, it's just amazing in this world, the people that are on here. Wow.
Yeah, and the list goes on. There's many. My brother-in-law, James Wood, is on. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Hi.
Let's see, Francisco Olvera. It just goes on and on and on. And people, wow. This lady in red, he says.
I am known as the lady in red.
Yes.
And I do want to really quick tell everybody, go to thekeepsmilingmovement.com, and we'll tell you about it some other time. But it's a movement we have, and it's about spreading love and acceptance with the universal language of a smile. And we honor entrepreneurs and movers and shakers and influencers by putting them in different books and stuff with Keep Smiling cards. So, you know, we want to make sure everybody's represented in the world who deserves it. So, Brian, we need to get yours.
Yes. Yes, that would be phenomenal. So what I was going to do is at the end is say, well, Andrea, what's the best way for people to connect with you? But we know what that is, don't we? Is go to your website. Once again, go to theredcarpetconnection.com and schedule a call. Yeah. That's the best way. Schedule a call with her and find out how she can help you in 20 minutes without any sales pitch whatsoever. But I will also allow other forms of communication to ensue that you would prefer as well, Andrea. So what's another great way for folks to get in contact with you?
Well, I'm going to do something that people rarely do. I'm going to give you my phone number. Mm-hmm. My number is 419-722-6931. 419-722-6931. And texting me is the best way to reach me. And realize I do get hundreds of texts a day because of everything that I do. But I will get back to you. And if I don't, text me again, because, you know, you got to remember. I mean, sometimes they say it takes 7 times to get connected to somebody. Well, hopefully I don't accidentally ignore you. And I'm not trying to ignore you, but sometimes I just get lost in the shuffle. But reach out to me and tell me who you are and say what it is that you do. And so perfect. Intrigue me. Tell me who you are and what your business is and what you're interested in, so that I'm excited about calling you back. Now, I'm usually excited about calling everybody back, but I don't know if you have my phone number because you're trying to sell me some.
That's true. And you're right. It's rare. Nobody does that. Very few people do that. Tips for all who do text you is what you said is, you know, introduce yourself first, because it's a number she's probably not seen before. Say, hi, this is. And a recommendation for those of you that really want to take this to the next level and really show up on our phone is shoot a video of yourself introducing yourself and give her the link to watch it on her phone. And make it a 3 to 5 minute video and just say, hey, Andrea, it's so great to meet you. I watched you on the Mind Body Business Show, however you met. And just say, this is what I wanted to chat with you about. Would you be open for a discussion?
That sounds lovely. Yeah, that's the best way. I love all of that. So multiple ways and connect to people. You know, the red carpet connection, red stands for relevance, enthusiasm, and delivery. When you hit all three, you hit your target market every time. So let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. What a great way to end it. I love it. Thank you so much, Andrea. Thank you all for coming on and watching this live show, interacting with us. It's been an absolute just blast. I've had a great time. All right, so that is it for tonight. We are going to be back again next Thursday with another amazing entrepreneur. That is Andrea Adams Miller. I am Brian Kelly saying good night for now. Have a blessed evening, and we'll talk to you again really, really soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.